had been into Nanny Ogg's cottage, too. There weren't two pieces of furniture left whole. "What they don't take, they smash," said Nanny Ogg. She stirred the debris with her foot. Glass tinkled. "That vase was a present from Esme," she said, to the unfeeling world in general. "Never liked it much."
"Why did they do it?"
said Casanunda, looking around. "Oh, they smashed the world if they thought it'd make a pretty noise," said Nanny. She stepped outside again and felt around under the eaves of the low-thatched roof and pulled out her broomstick with a small grunt of triumph. "I always shove it up there," she said, "otherwise the kids nick it and go joyriding. You ride behind me, and I say this against my better judgment." Casanunda shuddered. Dwarves are generally scared of heights, since they don't often have the opportunity to get used to them. Nanny scratched her chin, making a sandpapery sound. "And we'll need a crowbar," she said. "There'll be one in Jason's forge. Up on me, lad!"
"I really wasn't expecting this," said Casanunda, feeling his way onto the broomstick with his eyes shut. "I was looking forward to a convivial evening, just me and you."
"It is just me and you."
"Yes, but I hadn't assumed there'd be a broomstick involved."
The stick left the ground slowly. Casanunda clung miserably to the bristles.
"Where are we going?" he said weakly.
"Place I know, up in the hills," said Nanny. "Ages since I've been there. Esme won't go near it, and Magrat's too young to be told. I used to go there a lot, though, when I was a girl. Girls used to go up there if they wanted to get... Oh, bugger!"
"What?"
"Thought I saw something fly across the moon, and I'm damn sure it wasn't Esme."
Casanunda tried to look around while keeping his eyes shut.
"Elves can't fly," he muttered.
"That's all you know," said Nanny. "They ride yarrow stalks."
"Yarrow stalks?"
"Yep. Tried it myself once. You can get some lift out of them, but it plays merry hell with the gussets. Give me a nice bundle of bristles every time. Anyway," she nudged Casanunda, "you should be right at home on one of these. Magrat says a broomstick is one of them sexual metaphor things.
Although this is just a fallacy." Casanunda had opened one eye just long enough to see a rooftop drift silently below him. He felt sick.
"The difference being," said Nanny Ogg, "that a broomstick stays up longer, and you can use it to keep the house clean, which is more than you can say for... are you all right?"
"I really don't like this at all, Mrs. Ogg."
"Just try to cheer you up, Mr. Casanunda."
"Cheer I like, Mrs. Ogg," said the dwarf, "but can we avoid the... up?"
"Soon be down. That I like."
Nanny Ogg's boots scraped along the hard-packed mud of the smithy's yard.
"I'll leave the magic running, won't be a mo,"
she said, ignoring the dwarf's bleat for help. She hopped off the stick and disappeared through the back door. The elves hadn't been there, at least. Too much iron. She pulled a crowbar from the tool bench and hurried out again.
"You can hold this," she said to Casanunda.
She hesitated.
"Can't have too much luck, can we?"
she said, and scurried back into the forge. This time she was out again much faster, slipping something into her pocket.
"Ready?"
she said.
"No. Then let's go, and keep a lookout. With your eyes open."
"I'm looking for elves," said Casanunda, as the stick rose into the moonlight.
"Could be. It wasn't Esme, and the only other one ever flying around here is Mr. Ixalite the Banshee, and he's very good about slipping us a note under the door when he's going to be about. For air traffic control, see?"
Most of the town was dark. The moonlight made a black and silver checkerwork across the country. After a while, Casanunda began to feel better about things. The motion of the broomstick was actually quite soothing.
"Carried lots of passengers, have you?" he said.
"On and off, yes," said Nanny.
Casanunda appeared to be thinking about things, and then he said in a voice dripping with scientific inquiry,
"Tell me, has anyone ever tried to make..."
"No," said Nanny Ogg firmly. "You'd fall off."
"You don't know what I was going to ask."
"Bet you half a dollar."
They flew in silence for a couple of minutes, and then Casanunda tapped Nanny Ogg on the shoulder.
"Elves at 3 o'clock.
That's all right, then. That's hours away."
"I mean, they're over there."
Nanny squinted at the stars. Something ragged moved across the night.
"Oh, blast." "Can't you outfly them?"
"Nope. They can put a girdle round the world in 40 minutes.
"Why, it's not that fat,"
said Casanunda, who was feeling in the mood for a handful of dried frog pills.
"I mean, they're fast. We can't outrun 'em even if we lost some weight."
"I think I'm losing a tiny bit,"
said Casanunda, as the broomstick dived towards the trees.
Leaves scraped on Nanny Ogg's boots. Moonlight glinted briefly off ash-blonde hair away to her left. Bugger!